The structure you see in front of you is called a nymphaeum, a spectacular monumental fountain with marble decorations and waterworks. In the Middle Ages, the entire structure was converted into a fortress for controlling the road. The nymphaeum belonged to the Villa of the Quintilii, the largest private residential complex on the outskirts of Rome, built between the 5th and 6th mile of the Via Appia Antica, whose original entrance was near this marvellous fountain. The entire archaeological area, purchased by the state in 1985, and covering an area of about 24 hectares, to which we should add a further 4 hectares of the estate of Casale di Santa Maria Nuova, was purchased in 2006 and subsequently attached to the area. Today, the Villa of the Quintilii has 2 entrances. The first is located near the Casale di Santa Maria Nuova, slightly to the north, towards Rome, along the Via Appia, and the other is on the Via Appia Nuova. The latter features an old farmhouse, restored and converted into a visitor centre and small museum, displaying some very interesting objects unearthed during the excavations carried out in the villa. These include a statue of Zeus enthroned, inspired by the image of the Capitoline Jove, a large statue of Niobe, found during the 2005 excavations, decorative elements and furnishings, such as painted wall plaster, coloured marbles and stucco work. We know the name of the owners of the villa, the Quintilii brothers, Sextus Quintilius Condianus and Sextus Quintilius Valerius Maximus, thanks to the stamps on the lead water pipes. They were members of a high-ranking senatorial family, originally from Phrygia in Asia Minor, who became consuls together in 151 AD. However, several years later, under the reign of the Emperor Commodus, 180 to 192 AD, the brothers were accused of conspiring against the emperor and sentenced to death. Their property was confiscated, and their villa on the Appia was incorporated, together with another huge property, the Villa of the Sette Basse on the Via Latina, in the vast imperial estate. This change of ownership to the Emperor Commodus and his successors is evidenced by the size of the buildings, the richness of the decorations, the quality of the sculptures, and the refinement of the wall and floor decorations, which are still partly visible today. The villa comprised a number of distinct sections. There was a central complex with residential and reception purposes, baths, buildings for circus shows, theatrical performances and gladiator games, a scenic garden flanked by covered walkways, the nymphaeum in front of you. The water supply was ensured by numerous cisterns and an aqueduct, of which sections are preserved both inside the archaeological area and near Rome's Ring Road. In the Middle Ages, the area became property of the church, and in the 12th century it was incorporated in the same estate as the farmhouse, later called Casale di Santa Maria Nuova. In the 18th century, this and the other estates in the area were incorporated in the property of the Hospital of the Santissimo Salvatore, under the name of Roma Vecchia, Old Rome, and subsequently purchased by the Tolonia family in 1797. To the north of the nymphaeum, between an impressive pyramid-shaped tomb and the Casale of Santa Maria Nuova, there was a building where the emperor's personal guard was probably stationed, with a private bathhouse, the remains of which feature 2 rooms with black and white floor mosaics depicting fighting gladiators and circus games. On the opposite side of the road, several round tombs, dated to the Republican and Augustan periods, are traditionally identified as the tumuli, or tombs, of the Horatii and Curiatii, associating this stretch of the Via Appia to the legendary episode of the clash between the Horatii brothers from Rome and the Curiatii brothers from the nearby town of Alba Longa during the reign of King Tullius Hostilius.